الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس الواصل بالمكافي، ولكن الواصل الذي إذا قطعت رحمه وصلها. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: سل من قطعك واعف عن من ظلمك وأحسن إلى من أساء إليك. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأنس رضي الله عنه: إن قدرت أن تصبح وتمسها وليس في قلبك شيء من الغش لأحد فافعل. ثم قال: يا بني، وذلك من سنتي، ومن أحب سنتي فقد أحبني، ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama kiram, beloved elders, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties and grace and favors is raining upon us at all times in different ways and different manners. We have alhamdulillah the month of Rabiul Awwal that has started, and this is the month where the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to this ummah and sent to humanity to salvate them from the path of destruction and to guide them towards the path of salvation. Alhamdulillah, we have the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that pertains to really every aspect of life. We have it with us in the form of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final Nabi and Prophet of Allah, and his guidance is there till the day of judgment. The form of the Holy Quran and the teachings of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for humanity. It is for us to study it, to understand it, and to follow it and implement it in our lives. The Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are very, very significant and important, because he was the most exalted humanity to come on the face of the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen him, and had chosen for him a way of life. And that way of life is chosen for all people who need success till the day of judgment. Whether he's white or black, whether he's a South African, whether he's an American, whether he lives in this era, this period, at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you want success, we have to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way and lifestyle is so complete and so absolute that in every aspect of life there is guidance. Whether we are conducting a nikah, whether we are buying a house, whether we are interacting with our children, with our family around us, whether it is some business deal, whether it is a funeral, whatever occasion there is a grand and outstanding model for us in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala tells us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. That definitely there is for you a most superb and outstanding model and example in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In which aspect of his life, nothing is mentioned. All aspects of his life, whether you are a teacher, whether you are a trader, whether you are going out in the path of Allah, whether you are fighting in the battlefield, whether you are conducting a nikah, whatever aspect of life you are in, whatever facet of life you belong to, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a supreme model. And if you follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that facet of life, then you are successful. Then you are successful. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alhamdulillah, there was a time when you should hardly find people observing any sunnah. To wear a kurta or something, people never used to see. This is the outer sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the garb of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each and every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very important and significant. Whether it is the outer sunnahs, whether it is the sunnahs that pertain to ibadat and virtue, ibadat and acts of worship, whether it's a sunnah that pertains to the feelings in our hearts, those the characteristics of Rasulullah, the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mubarak akhlaq and his character, there's also a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many a people, we find it quite easy to emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our outer garb, in our walking style, in our eating style, etc. Each and everything of this is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But today, I'd like to draw your attention to one sunnah that seems to be coming extinct and not found in our society. As I mentioned, one great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his akhlaq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bears testimony, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that, O you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, definitely you are upon a very exalted and a sublime character. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself bearing testimony to the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says, بُعِثْتُ لِيُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمُ الْأَخْلَاقِ, I have been sent for the perfection of good character. Otherwise, good character was perfected by me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, each and every trait, each and every characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was perfect. Whether it was his humility, whether it was his hospitality, whether it was his mercy, whether it was his concern, whether it was his kindness, whether it was his clemency, every sifat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every attribute and quality was perfected of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because he was the most perfect human being that come onto the face of the earth, and then he becomes worthy of emulation when there's perfection in each and every attribute of his. Then we can follow him in his honesty, we can follow him in his trustworthiness, we can follow him in his humility, we can follow him in his generosity when he is completely perfect. And he becomes the supreme model till the day of judgment. There can be no human being that can attain any success without following Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, irrespective of who he is, where he is, what era he stays in, and what is his social status. Till he does not follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's no acceptance in the court of Allah. We find one very common trait of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that was of forgiveness, of overlooking, of kindness, of compassion. Irrespective of what people used to do against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was one of the most outstanding qualities from the other qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he used to overlook and he used to forgive. And actually it is this: when people do good towards us, to be good towards them is simple, it's easy. But that person that does not, is hostile towards us, he does evil, he harms us, to be good towards him, this is the real akhlaq. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Laysal wasil bil mukafi, walakin al wasil alladhi idha quti'at rahimahu wasalaha." That person that keeps up the relationship, when somebody keeps a relationship with him, he is not the person that's keeping up relationship. He is equalizing. He is paying back. وَلَكِنَّ الْوَاسِلُ الَّذِي إِذَا قُتِعَتْ رَحِمَهُ وَسَلَهَا. But that person that keeps up the relationship is that person when relationships are broken. People don't want to see him. People turn away from him. People are not kind and courteous towards him. He keeps up the relationship with them. This is real akhlaq. And this is real character, and we find this in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ala ukhbirukum bi afdal min darajati siyami wa salati wa sadaqa." Should I not tell you something that is more loftier in status, in excellence, than namaz, than roza, than sadaqa? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companion said, "Qalu bala." Yes, definitely, O Prophet of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Islahu zatil bain," to have good relationship amongst yourself, to rectify the relationship amongst yourself, to reconcile amongst yourself with your Muslim brothers, with your wives, with your children, with your neighbors, with the people that you meet in your masjid, the customers that come to you. You have a good mutual relationship and love between the Muslim brothers. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Fa inna fasad al bain yal halika." This bad relationship amongst yourselves, it is halika. Halika actually means, comes from the word halak, which means to erase, to cut off, and to shave off. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this will shave off. This is the shaver off of things. Of what? La akulu tahliku shar, walakin akulu tahliku deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, is having bad relationship amongst yourself, having hatred, animosity, malice in your heart for each other. Tahliku halika, it is something that will shave off. La akulu tahlikul shar. I do not say it will shave off your hair. Walakin tahlikul deen. It will shave off your deen. Once your heart is filled with malice, hatred, jealousy, ill feeling, rancor for your Muslim brother, for somebody around you, for somebody that you had an altercation with, an argument with, then what will happen? Jealousy, malice, and all this will become a means of shaving off your deen, and you will be deprived of your deen. You will not be able to carry out the actions of deen if your heart is filled up with these characteristics. Today we find, alhamdulillah, a lot of umrah taking place in our midst, which is very something nice. People going to the house of Allah, lot of huffaz also, lot of people carrying out, going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these are very virtuous actions. But together with that, we should remember that the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are not only the outward sunnahs, not only the sunnahs that pertain to our ibadat, but even the characteristics and this habits that we have and instinct that we have in our hearts. These should be subject to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, and our hearts should be clear. You find many occasions a person is a pious person outwardly, just as according to the sunnah, he goes for umrah, he goes for hajj, he is in the first surf, but he's not talking to his brother. He's not talking to his neighbor. He has some ill feeling for his uncle. Why? What is the reason? We say now because I had an argument with him. Because the person did me down in my business. Or that person did not call me. Some petty excuses sometimes. He did not call me in his daughter's wedding. This man did not invite me when so and such a thing happened. That's why I'm not talking to him. When it comes to the mutual relationship, it is so important that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in one hadith that you cannot enter into paradise till you do not have iman. And you cannot have perfect iman, hatta tahabbu, till you do not have mutual love for each other. Till you do not have mutual love for your Muslim brother, for your neighbor, for the person that you meet, the person that you see, the person that said, la ilaha illallah, hatta tahabbu, till you do not have mutual love for them. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, shall I not tell you something? That if you carry it out, mutual love will be created. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوا تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread the salam amongst you. By spreading the salam amongst you, feelings of love and affection will be engendered between you and the Muslim brothers. And that will become a means of strengthening your iman and perfecting your iman. And that will become a means of you entering to paradise. So my ibadat, my namaz, my zakat is in its place. It has its importance. But together with that, I must maintain good relationship with my Muslim brother. I cannot be saying I'm living here in a void, I'm doing my namaz, etc. I got nothing to do with the people. In fact, one hadith is mentioned, وَلَّمْ يَحْتَمْ بِأَمْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. Person that is not concerned about the matters of the Muslims, he is not regarded from amongst the Muslims, if he's not concerned about the Muslims. So the concern of the Muslim, the love of the Muslim, overlooking the fault of a Muslim, and pardoning the Muslim if he does something wrong to us, is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us just look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No time to go into the details. Makkah al-Mukarramah was the best city that was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the Baytullah, city for the Khalilullah, place where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to leave Makkah al-Mukarramah. Why did he leave Makkah al-Mukarramah? Did we ever think and go to Madinah al-Munawwarah? Because of the atrocities, because of the persecution of the kuffar and the Meccans there, he had to leave Makkah al-Mukarramah. Great details, I mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how sadly he had left Makkah Mukarramah, how he had turned towards Makkah Mukarramah when he was leaving. He had to leave there. Why? Because the danger of his life. People that surrounded his home and they wanted to take his life, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded by Allah Ta'ala to leave Makkah al-Mukarramah and go to Madinah al-Munawwarah. But yet, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes after a few years, marching victoriously into Makkah al-Mukarramah with a strong army, then what was the heart in the Mubarak heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What was the jazbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What were the sentiments of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam against those people that wanted to take his life? Against those people that didn't want to leave him there. Against those people that tore to pieces Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu anha. Against those people that had taken Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu and persecuted him. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? Now he's in a position of power, position of victory. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, La tasriba alaykumul yawm antumul tulaqa. There is no reproach upon you also today and you are completely free. You are completely free. There is no murder, there is no massacre, there is no bloodshed from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because he was rahmatul lil alameen. He was sent as a mercy towards humanity and mankind. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala had commanded him, khuzil afwa wa'mur bil urf, that overlook the people, forgive the people. So the most grievous and heinous of crimes of chasing out Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Makkah al-Mukarramah, taking the lives of the companions, taking the property of the companions, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in now in a position of victory and says, La tasriba alaykum al-yawm. There's no reproach upon you. Antumut tulaqa, you are completely free. If you go to see one person there in Makkah al-Mukarramah was such that was worthy of being killed because of the gravity of his crime. Abu Sufyan is mentioned, had led all the expeditions against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, exterminate Islam and the Muslims forever. This was his mission. But when it comes to this day, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, leave me, let me kill Abu Sufyan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no, Abu Sufyan, if he enters his home, he is safe, there's security for him. Anybody that enters his home also is safe and is secure. The most See, the most arch enemies of Islam are forgiven by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we find one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. One person comes and he takes out his sword and he says, Muhammad, who will save you now? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah. That person is overawed. The sword falls out from his hand. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes and asks him, who will save you now? He says, you be the better person that has the sword. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this person's crime against Rasulullah is to take his life. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the flash of a moment, is in a position where he can take his life, but he forgives him. The most serious of sins, to come and attack you, to take your life, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgives him and overlooks him. But today we're not talking to a Muslim brother. Why? Because he did not call me to a certain wedding. Because I had an altercation with him. Because I had an argument with him. If we do not talk to our Muslim brothers for more than 3 days, it's a very, very serious matter. It is mentioned when the days of mercy comes from the side of Allah, then what happens? This Laylatul Barat, Shabi Barat comes, Laylatul Qadr comes, etc. It is mentioned that these two people, leave them. Leave them till they reconcile. They become deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that overwhelming mercy of Allah, that everyone is forgiven. But those two Muslim brothers that have arguments among themselves, that are not talking to each other, whose relationship is strained, leave them. Leave them till they do not reconcile. So all of those of us that have any sort of problem with anyone, let us sit and consider, is it worth it that I don't talk to my Muslim brother and I'm deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. Let me go up to him. Forgive him if he did me wrong. And let me ask him for forgiveness if I did any wrong to him. And this, having a clear heart, has great virtue. Once, in one gathering, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anas radiallahu anhu says, we were seated. One person walked in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one person is going to come in now. He is from the inmates of Jannah. He says, one person walked into the gathering and that majlis, and he had his chumples and sandals in his hand, and water was dripping out from his face from the effects of wuzu. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu says that after the gathering was terminated, I decided to go and find out the reason. Why is this person singled out by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What does he possess that has made him such a distinguished person that he is from the inmates of Jannah? So he says, I followed him and I told him that I've taken an oath not to go to my house for 3 days. Can you house me? Can you keep me with you? He said, yes. He said, I stayed with him for 3 days. And I observed, for 3 days I observed. And thereafter he says, that I saw nothing extraordinary, nothing so special about him. At night he used to read his salat, he used to read, he should make zikr, and he should go to sleep, he should not even wake up at night. And after 3 days, I began to wonder, what was the reason why his person was declared a person of paradise? He said, I was about to leave, and then I told him and I owned up, that this is the reason I had come to you. That person says, I don't carry out any special actions, but there's one thing, I do not harbor any ill feelings, any malice, any jealousy in my heart. I do not have any ill feelings. I do not harbor ill feelings and malice in my heart for anyone. And I'm not jealous of anyone. For whatever namas they are given in the dunya, I am not jealous of it. He said, yes, it seems this is the reason why you are declared a person from paradise. And this is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O Anas, ya bunay, O my little son, in qadarta an tusbiha wa tumsiha, wa laysa fi qalbika shay'un min ghashin. O Anas, if you are in a position where you can spend the morning or the evening in such a condition that you have no rancor, no jealousy, no ill feeling, no malice in your heart for anyone, then do so. Then do so. In other words, make your heart completely clear from any ill feelings, negative feelings, jealousy, hatred, malice against anyone. If you can spend the morning and night in this manner, do so. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, ثُمَّ قَالَ لِي فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ سُنَّتِي. Because this is my sunnah, that I have no ill feelings against anyone of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I mentioned, this also is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the heart be clear. Now the question may arise, but Mawlana, this person did me down. That person has an altercation with me. I don't get along with this person. Yes, you don't get along with this person, that person, you have feelings. We all have feelings. But that does not mean that we must have malice in our hearts for our Muslim brothers. We must forgive them, overlook their faults. Can there be a greater fault than taking out Muhammad Rasulullah from Makkah al-Mukarramah? Can there be a greater fault than the Banu Saqif that drove Rasulullah out of Taif and pelted him with stones? Can there be a greater crime? But when they come to Madinah Munawwara, Rasulullah entertains them in Masjid al-Nabawi. The Bani Saqif, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entertained them. Those very people, they chased Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam out. Can there be a greater crime? There can't be a greater crime. Can there be a greater crime than killing the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Abbar bin Aswad kills Sazza Zainab radiallahu anha while she is pregnant. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgives him, overlooks him. Can there be a greater crime than taking the life of the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, that person that was so close and so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so fond of him, somebody who takes his life, Wahshi kills him, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgives him as well. Yes, when Wahshi describes to him, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is overtaken by grief, and they tell, it is mentioned that Wahshi is told not to come in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he will remind him about that incident, but yet he is forgiven by Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hind, that chewed the liver of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, She is also forgiven. Those people, Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul, the leader of the Munafiqeen, that person that led campaigns against the Muslims throughout his life, well known by everyone, his son is the ardent and committed Muslim. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, O Prophet of Allah, will you give your kurta, will you give your piece of cloth for the forgiveness of my father? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says yes, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes out his Mubarak kurta and gives it to him. To who? To the arch enemy of Islam, the ringleader of the Munafiqeen. Will you perform his salat, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says yes, I will perform his salat. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu comes and says, O Prophet of Allah, you know who this person is? Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul. He is the ringleader, he is the chief of the Munafiqeen. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes further to perform the salat. Obviously, thereafter, ayats were revealed that you should not perform the salat, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went up to their extent to forgive these people. So many of them, Labid bin Asim, that person that made black magic against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgives him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgives him. He doesn't feel and think, this is the crime he committed, this is the crime he's committed. So as I say, can there be a greater crime than the crimes committed against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? There can't be a greater crime. Why? Take them out of your country, kill their children, take their wealth away, take the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam away, the companions that persecuted. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says what? Sil man qata'aka. Those people that break off relationship, keep relationship with them. Today it has become the norm. I am not inviting him because he did not invite me. Otherwise we're equalizing with him. And this has become the norm. Sometimes the woman folk even tell you, yes, he did not invite me, how can we invite him? No, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Sil man qata'aka. Those people that break off relationship with you, have relationship with them. You having relationship with them is showing the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not showing your colors and my colors when you say, no, I'm not going to call him because he didn't call me. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't do that. Sil man qata'aka wa'fu amman zalamak. Person has oppressed you, taken away your honor, your respect, your integrity, etc., your wealth, and has spoken ill about you. Sil man qata'aka. He has broken relationship with you, join relationship. Wa'fu amman zalamak. Forgive that person that is oppressive towards you. He oppressed you openly. He showed enmity and hatred towards you. Forgive him. This is what Muhammad Rasulullah is doing, telling us, and this is what Muhammad Rasulullah had did when he came to the Meccans, when he came to the people of Taif, when he came to the other arch enemies of Islam. Abu Jahl, his son Ikrimah, is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes away towards Yemen at the time of the conquest of Makkah. Rasulullah calls him back and he accepts Islam. Similarly, all the other arch enemies of Islam, when they come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they see the spirit of forgiveness and overlooking, they accept Islam. So many people in the Fatah Makkah, when they were sitting there and waiting now to see the great leader Muhammad Rasulullah marching victoriously into Makkah Mukarramah, he that had to leave and migrate, what's going to happen to our children? What's going to happen to our wealth? What's going to happen? Look at the conquerors of the world, what happens when they walk victoriously, when they march victoriously into a country, what happens? But look at Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are completely free. There is no reproach upon you. The person who enters his home is free, is secure. So many people just looking at this spirit of mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they enter into the fold of Islam. What will we say, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I was not talking to my Muslim brother because he had an argument with me. I stopped talking to him for the entire life. This person did me down a certain amount of money. I did not speak to him. I should perform my salat, my zakat, but I had no time for my Muslim brother. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks us that this was my life before you, this was just my forgiveness. Those people that had taken mercilessly the life of my family, my daughter, my uncle, I had forgiven them. I had overlooked their crimes. And you, for a small, petty reason, could not overlook them. So if there's anyone amongst us that has these feelings, let us go up to that man before it's too late. Before that time comes when we have to pay, not with rands and cents, but with our amal. And when it's too late before they come to the court of Allah, let us be the better person that goes up to those person and tell them, I'm sorry for what has happened, forgive me. And any person that expresses sorry, his sorry expresses before man or before Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that human being melts when some person comes to you and tells you, "By, I'm very sorry for what has happened." It really takes a heart of iron to not to forgive that person. And if you forgive the people on the face of the earth, irhamu man fis sama, irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama. Have mercy on the people on the earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy upon you. So this is one of the great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is to overlook, to forgive, and not to keep into our hearts. Yes, we had an altercation with a certain person, I forgive him. I do not get along with him too much, I will not mix with him too much, but I will greet him as a Muslim brother, I will do my duty towards him, I will not sit with him, I will not socialize with him, etc. That's fine, you have a choice. But this that I'll cut off all relationship with him, I will look on the left-hand side, when he's coming from the right-hand side, I will turn my face away. This is not the spirit of a mu'min, because we don't carry malice, hatred, jealousy in our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to imbibe the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of them, each and every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is significant and important, from the topi right to the bottom, and from those that pertain to our ibadat, our buying and selling, our dealing, etc., and also to those that pertain to our inner feelings, where we have love and hatred. We have hatred for those people that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had hatred for, but here we find even for his enemies, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have hatred for them. He expressed to them his forgiveness, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called them to reconcile. And those people that chased him away from Taif is mentioned here. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entertained them in his masjid. He put the chadar down and called them and entertained them and showed them his hospitality. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like we hear this now, an nikahu min sunnati. It's also sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the nikahs, as well as our funerals. Similarly, in our day-to-day life, in our interacting, in treating our servants, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated his servants, in treating our neighbors, treating our wives, our children, we should follow the sunnah and lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.